الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم تظهر الفاحشة في قوم قط حتى يؤمن بها إلا فشابهم الطاغون والأوجاء التي لم تكن مضت في أسلافهم الذين مضوا وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are all aware of the different situations that is taking place globally in the whole world. The amount of deaths, people are in pandemonium, become paranoid, people are worried, and is a concern. Many people will share the information regarding the symptoms of the sickness, COVID-19, coronavirus. And according to medical research, the medical fraternity, they will give you the reasoning according to their research. Some have said it is man-made. Some have said no, it is because of the bats and the snakes. So they are not sure themselves, and they will give you the symptoms. But the root cause of it, the knowledge of it, is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, from the Quran al-Kareem and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we come to know is whatever happens in this world happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a world of cause and effect. And many a times because of a person's actions, Allah ta'ala sends down halat and conditions. Allah Ta'ala mentions, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر مما كسبت أيدي الناس. The corruption has appeared on the land and at the sea because of the deeds of man. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. So that Allah Ta'ala may let them taste the consequences of some of their deeds. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that they can return and they can refrain and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very, very common phrase in the Quran al-Kareem, this word لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Before I explain this verse, let us look at the other verses where Allah ta'ala mentions لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Sajda, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ That we shall definitely let them taste of the closer or the nearer, that is the worldly punishment, before the greater punishment in the year after. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Again, so that they may return. The Mufassirin mentioned that this worldly punishment, what was it? The ulama explained, Mufassirin mentioned, either of two things. Either it refers to a severe drought that has crippled the people of Makkah, or it could refer to the defeat of the mushrikeen at the battle of Badr. So it could refer to these two things. That is the worldly punishment. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, we will definitely let them taste the closer, the nearer, that is the worldly punishment, before the greater punishment, that is in the year after. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that they may return, they come back, mend their ways and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in this verse, we understand these calamities or whatever diseases, whatever epidemic, whatever catastrophe that happened, it is a punishment in this world. And this is the interpretation of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that Allah Ta'ala afflicts them with certain adversities so that they may take heed, they may take sense, and they may need to mend the ways and become proper Muslims. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala again refers, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Then in another verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions with regards to the people of Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Every sign we showed to them was greater than the other. The Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala showed them many, many signs and miracles on the hands, through the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. In one verse, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ. Indeed, we have given Musa alayhi salam 9 signs. The ulama explained in detail what were the 9 signs. So here, Allah Ta'ala used the word ayah, sign. And these signs were actually a wake-up call for the Bani Israel. Every azab that came upon them, it was a means of them to turn back to Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave them respite, till Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. But Allah Ta'ala mentions again, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We afflicted them. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ. We afflicted them with punishment so that they could turn back. So here again Allah Ta'ala mentions the signs that Musa alayhi salam brought, the punishment that was brought upon them, and the various tafsir time does not permit. So all these were put into place so that they can return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in another verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions with regards to the people of Makkah who used to travel to Sham. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَىٰ وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ. Yeah, again Allah Ta'ala uses the word ayat. These are all signs. These are all wake-up calls. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ. Indeed, we destroyed the cities around them. When the people of Makkah used to go to Sham, and they used to observe and see the ruins of the people of Ar, the people of Thamud, the people of Lut. وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ. And we explicitly explained the signs to them. These were signs with explicit, very, very clear. Yeah, again Allah Ta'ala mentioned, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So this was a cause for them to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now coming back to the verse that I mentioned in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُضِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Yeah, again, Allah Ta'ala mentions that this corruption mentioned in this verse refers to all types of adversities, widespread murder, epidemics, drought, cyclones, earthquakes, catastrophes. Allah Ta'ala afflicts man on all his adversities so that he may take heed and mend his ways, and when he realizes that these calamities are a result of his sins. Allah Ta'ala is so just, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. In one verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions at the end of Surah Fatir that if Allah Ta'ala had to take people to task for their sins and destroy them immediately, then there will be no creature left on the surface of the earth. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this respite. And these, time to time, this thing comes as a wake-up call. In fact, the ulama explained the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned in the beginning, that whenever the immorality spreads on the earth and people become very bold in committing all these immoral acts, then plague spreads throughout. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala mentions such sicknesses will come about which your forefathers, the people of our past, never heard of. Who heard of Ebola, of SARS, of MERS? now the COVID-19. So these are wake-up calls for us. These are mentioned in the Quran. These are mentioned in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the underlying aspect, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they can return to Allah. Ulama explain, what is the difference between the rahmat, mercy and azab? What does the science do ascertain whether it is azab or punishment? The ulama give the beautiful explanation and say that if a person mends his ways and comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person carries on with his ways of disobedience and maqsiyat, then understand this is an azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically, these halas come so that a person can mend his ways, come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a form of rahmat, a mercy. And if a person does not mend his ways, then respected mothers and sisters and brothers, this is an azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.